Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr, and it's time for a brainstorm. So, is it penguin guano or is it guan2o?
That is uncharacteristically punny.
That dad joke brought to you by the Journal of Anesthesiology. Never say that they are just putting people to sleep. They're also making them laugh.
I love science jokes.
I do too. So scientists from a whole bunch of places, Nanjing University, University of Copenhagen, British Arctic Survey, Natural History Museum of Denmark, they were studying penguin poop, but in an interesting way. So with the glacial retreat, a lot of dirt that hasn't been exposed in a really long time is getting exposed. And one of these places is the largest king penguin colony at St. Andrews Bay. That's in subarctic South Georgia, which I then said, where the heck is that?
Agreed. Yes. Where is that?
Yeah. So if you look on a map, it's just north of the Arctic Circle down there on the bottom in the middle of the South Atlantic. And it's midway between South America and Antarctica. It is in the middle of nowhere.
Gotcha.
And it's a long noodle of an island with tons of craggy coastline. And that's from the glaciers that are all over it, you know, coming down to the water. Well, okay. The king penguin population is growing super fast. They are currently at 300,000 birds.
Wow, really?
Right. Yeah. And one of the things they got to thinking about was, well, hey, the dirt that's underneath these glaciers is mostly penguin poop.
That's true.
And they wanted to know if that was having an effect on greenhouse gases. Even if penguins aren't as polluting, which is relative when you think of us driving all our cars, what kind of gases are coming out of the newly thawing soil / guano mix that's being revealed by these glaciers? So they got in there and they're sampling the old soil. And here's a fun fact. Because penguins eat lots of krill and fish, their diet is super high in nitrogen.
Okay.
So penguin poop and bacteria break down that poop into gases. And here's a quote from Professor Bo Elberling. He said, penguin guano produces significantly high levels of nitrous oxide around their colonies.
Really?
Yeah.
I suppose so when it's that large a volume in the dirt.
Yeah. So nitrous oxide, N2O, that's where that joke comes from, guan N2O, is laughing gas, right? That's the stuff you get when you go to the dentist.
Yes.
So it's colorless, it's odorless. And I mean, we use it at the dentist because it slows down your body's reaction time and it makes you feel, well, most people, some people it makes you throw up, but some people it's calm and it's euphoric and
they immediately become a comedian. Chris thinks he's really funny. He is funny when
when he's kind of high on his nitrous oxide.
Yep.
Well, we get back to those researchers and they're on, you know, they're in an inlet and they're surrounded by penguins. They're digging in the soil. And the quote from the professor again, he says, after nosing about in guano for several hours, one goes completely cuckoo. One begins to feel ill and get a headache.
And that was the canary in the coal mine. Like, something's different.
Yeah. Wow. There's a lot of nitrous oxide happening. And why is everyone kind of giggly?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it turns out nitrous oxide is about 300 times more polluting than carbon dioxide.
Really?
So one of the things they're researching is as the ice melts and as penguin colonies continue to grow, because in that part of the world, it's just making better. I mean, there's more and more beach. There's less ice. There's more beach. They will continue to grow this abundance of N2O, and it could become a problem for local areas where those penguin populations are. I mean, if you imagine if you lived near one of these, which, oh my gosh, that would smell, you would also be getting quite a hit of nitrous oxide all the time.
Yeah, that can't be good for brain cells.
No, not really. In the end, the takeaway for scientists is coming to understand how animal droppings, penguin or otherwise, affect the earth and the atmosphere. And they're just trying to help us have a better understanding of greenhouse gases.
Don't forget to ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk Podcast. You can also find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk, and we're on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast. Trace and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know. We guarantee you will not be bored.